welcome to episode 176 of George's Random Astronomical Object. Every episode, I run a random number generator to select random astronomical coordinates in the sky, and I then search for an astronomical object near those coordinates and talk about what makes that object so interesting to astronomers. Now I will run the random number generator. At first, that bang sounded like another vacuum tube blowing up inside the random number generator, but that's not what happened. Instead, the electrical connector for the vacuum tube has exploded. Anyway, the coordinates for this episode are 22 hours, 8 minutes, 11.9 seconds right ascension, and negative 3 degrees, 31 minutes, 53 seconds declination. These coordinates point to the star HD210121. This is a relatively ordinary B-type main sequence star located at a distance of 1,090 light-years, or 334 parsecs, in the constellation Aquarius. B-type main-sequence stars are blue hydrogen-fusing stars that are hotter, brighter, and more massive than the Sun, and the spectra of these stars have dark lines that appear at specific wavelengths that are related to hydrogen and neutral helium, but not ionized helium. B-type stars are divided into several subclassifications ranging from B0, which is the hottest, brightest, and most massive subclass, to B9. Which is the coolest, faintest, and least massive subclass. While people generally agree that HD210121 is a B-type star, people disagree about which specific subclassification applies to the star. Various studies have assigned it to the subclasses B3, B3.5, B5, B6, or B9. This translates to the star's total energy output ranging somewhere between 62 and 900 times the Sun's, and the mass of the star lying somewhere between 2.8 and 5.5 times the mass of the Sun's. The reason why people disagree about the classification of HD210121 is because the star, as seen from Earth, lies behind a relatively thick cloud of interstellar gas and dust, and the dust specifically heavily obscures the light from the star. It's actually this cloud of gas and dust that makes the star interesting. The star itself is fairly boring, but since the starlight passes through this really thick cloud of interstellar material, it's a great opportunity for astronomers to study that material, and in particular to study how the interstellar dust either absorbs or scatters the light from HD210121. I've used a lot of real-life analogies for related astronomical situations in past episodes, but the analogy I would suggest for HD210121 is that it is like holding up a letter inside a closed envelope up to a light. When doing this, not much of the light gets through the envelope, but it might be possible to see what's written on the letter without opening up the envelope. However, the dust cloud in front of HD210121 is especially thick, so looking at HD210121 might be more analogous to shining a light through an envelope containing a lengthy set of complicated tax forms rather than shining a light through an envelope containing a one-page coupon for a new set of eyeglasses. Anyway, measuring the broadband spectrum of light from HD210121 as it passes through this cloud in front of it is very important for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, the light from many stars in our galaxy, as well as from the stars in many other galaxies, is at least partially affected by the obscuring effects of interstellar dust, so it is important to understand how light is obscured as a function of wavelength to correct for these obscuration effects. This not only includes correcting light in the visible part of the electromagnetic spectrum, but also in the ultraviolet and near-infrared parts of the spectrum. In fact, HD210121 is so heavily obscured that it can be used to fine-tune models of dust extinction effects for extreme situations. However, the second reason why these measurements from stars like HD210121 are so important is that it helps astronomers to build theoretical models of the interstellar dust grains themselves. This includes being able to model the size of the dust grains, which are typically around 0.1 micrometers, determining the chemical composition of the dust grains, and even modeling the structure of the dust grains. Overall, observations of how dust obscures stars like HD210121 gives us better insights into one of the most important parts of the interstellar medium. On the other hand, I myself study interstellar dust, so I might be biased. Anyway, the location on the Earth's surface corresponding to the position of HD210121 in the sky is in the Atlantic Ocean, about one quarter of the distance from the eastern tip of Brazil to West Africa, or more specifically, Liberia. This location misses the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, which is really too bad because if the locations of HD210121 and the Mid-Atlantic Ridge had matched up, I could have talked about how both are partly hidden from view, but fundamentally important to understanding key scientific concepts. Instead, all I can say is HD210121 corresponds to an empty part of the Atlantic, albeit a location with lots of nautical traffic. The website for this podcast is www.randomastronomicalobject.com, which you can visit to read information about the astronomical objects, view images of those astronomical objects, look up additional reference information, and send me random feedback. The audio was recorded and edited by George Bendo. The music is Immersion by Sasha Endy, and the sound effects are from the Freesounds Project at www.freesounds.org. Thanks for listening.